about 30 days ago now, I cancelled my gym membership, which is absolutely huge for me. So I have been going to the gym since I was 16 years of age. I grew up in a very health conscious family. My dad would always go to the gym. You know, he was an avid gym goer, like 5 days a week. My mum would always go and do aerobics, you know, 3-4 times a week. So I just grew up and that was my norm. You know, to keep fit, you need to join a gym. Hello and welcome to the Mind Body to Lead podcast, the place to be to level up all aspects of your health, both physically and mentally. Each week we come to you with motivation and mindset hacks, interviews with the best minds and health experts, and we answer all of your health and fitness questions in under 10 minutes. So if you are ready to take back control and live the life you are destined to lead, then this is the podcast for you.
Hello and welcome along to another episode of the Mind Body to Lead podcast and part 2 of 5 of the new health trends you need to know in order to live your best life in 2022. So if you listened to part 1, then welcome back. And if you haven't listened to part 1, then we encourage you to jump back to part 1 first, and we speak about how people are starting to really blend their work and life balance in 21, and it's obviously going to continue even more so in 2022. So jump back to that episode before you jump into this episode. But today, part 2 of 5 of the new health trends you need to know in order to live your best life in 2022 is, Georgina?
It's all about digital fitness, home workouts. You know, I think the days of just going to a gym are kind of coming to not an end. There's always gonna be a place for gyms, 100%, but the reason being is more of that community feel, you know, that connection with people. I think that's what people are going to crave when they go to the gym, which is why it's even more important when it comes to online fitness and any sort of digital offering, is to make sure that you are building that community online. I think that's going to be absolutely huge. And I can speak to this as well, because about 30 days ago now, I cancelled my gym membership.
Wow.
Which is absolutely huge for me. So I have been going to the gym since I was 16 years of age. I grew up in a very health conscious family. My dad would always go to the gym. You know, he was an avid gym goer, like 5 days a week. My mum would always go and do aerobics, you know, 3-4 times a week. So I just grew up and that was my norm. You know, to keep fit, you need to join a gym. You know, there wasn't any real, I didn't see my parents do much, well, apart from walking. They loved walking, but they didn't, you know, go, they weren't running, they weren't cyclists, they weren't big swimmers. So for me, it was always the gym. But when I went to cancel my membership, I was like, wow, this is a really big moment, because if I'm canceling my membership, how many more people are doing it? And the reason I think that I wanted to cancel my membership is because I've started to find so much love for just outdoor training. I just want to be outdoors. I just want to be using my body as more of a vessel for working out, you know, home workouts. So we've obviously, with Mind Body to Lead, we've got resistance bands. And what I've come to realize is that I don't need to go to a gym for an hour and lift loads of weights to be healthy and to be in good shape, when I get far more enjoyment out of doing exercise outdoors, or, you know, from home, from our home on wheels, you know. So that was a really big step for me. And I also think, you know, for a lot of people, it's also, you know, the safety element. You know, don't necessarily want to go back into the gym because of what's going on in the world right now. So absolutely, online home workouts, but good home online workouts, coach led, not just following a, you know,
following a simple program. Because yeah, I think Where the trend's gone, and I'd love to speak to this as well, because as many of you might know or may not know, I've been in the fitness industry myself for coming up to 14 years, and I've seen it all. When I've been from group fitness manager to obviously personal trainer, and also full gym manager, and so I've seen trends come and go. And look, the online or the home workout space, it's not new. It has been around for a little while in terms of like certain apps. But the problem, as Georgie mentioned, that people are finding now with some apps is that it's not personal. or it's not, there's the, you la- it lacks that connection. It might just say 4 sets of lunges and 10 reps, or 20 squats, or 20 bicep curls, whatever it says, it's quite impersonal. And there's nobody there really telling you the technique, telling you how, you know, how to do it better, or anything like that. So where the trend in home workouts or online workouts is going, as Georgie mentioned, is more of that community feel. And how can people create that community aspect in an online space? And you may or may not have heard of Peloton, huge multi-billion-dollar company, and they've been around for a long time. And they started off offering spin classes on a bike that you bought, which is very expensive. I think it's $2,500 to $3,000 US dollars, potentially, maybe more. I have to get my figures right. And then it's $40 plus a month, I think $50 a month. So it's almost like a gym workout at home. Mm-hmm. And that is the online space. But with Peloton, you do get that live element with instructors and more of that community feel that people do crave, that they get from the gym. But I think what home workouts or online digital fitness gives us is the ability to do it anytime, anywhere. And as Georgie mentioned, she loves now working out, you know, anywhere, basically, mm-hmm. and just outside and pulling up a, you know, actually yesterday we both did a beautiful yoga class.
Yeah, that was amazing.
And we put the Mind Body to Lead yoga class on our phones with the wonderful Alicia, who is an incredible yoga instructor. Mm-hmm. And we placed it down and we did it outside in nature. You know, we don't have to be at home. We kind of essentially took it to the park, mm-hmm. or wherever we felt like doing some yoga, and we did a beautiful class, and she coached us the whole way through.
And I've been a member of a yoga studio before, and it's really expensive. Like, you know, I think it was costing me $25 a yoga class, but you're in this little room, there's not much natural light, and like yesterday I was just surrounded by, like you said, nature. And it just enhanced the practice. I felt so present. And I came away, it was just 30 minutes, feeling absolutely incredible. So I can just see more and more people being drawn to that experience. And one bit of feedback that we always get on our program from a lot of like busy mums, for example, who, you know, are working mums or just busy people in general, they love the fact that they can do it on their time. They don't have to rush around. I've got to get to that 6 a.m. class, then I've got to shower. It's like, no, you literally put your workout gear on, go downstairs or go outside, get your workout done, then you're done, you know? So it creates, again, going back to part one, freedom. And people are looking to gain back more time, but they still want to feel fit. They still want to feel healthy. They still want to get their workout in, but maybe they don't want to do a 2-hour round trip to the gym. You know, because I think everybody is now being like, okay, how can I create more time? Time is so important to so many people now, and they want that back. Mm. And that's what digital fitness and digital health does, is it provides that, you know, that time saving element, and you can still have an absolutely incredible workout through your phone or through your TV or through your laptop. And how empowering, how absolutely phenomenal. And I am going to be biased here, but Kyle, my husband, this is how we met. In fact, this is, people might not know this, but Kyle and I met. He was a pump instructor at the gym, and this was 11 years ago now. I went to David Lloyd in Cardiff. And there he was, the pump instructor. And of course, I instantly just fell in love. But that's how we met. And now he is teaching to, you know, worldwide through for our Mind Body program. And he is, I'm going to say, one of the best instructors out there. So that to me, because it's not just about coach-led workout, and like I can see his head getting bigger.
No, I'm blushing. Right. I'm blushing a little bit.
But you are a phenomenal instructor, and like you said, but you've got over a decade of experience. And I think that there is a lot of crap out there. You know, there is a lot of just like, you know, 10 star jumps, 10 squats, you're done. And that's boring. That's not engaging. Whereas the way you teach, the cues that you use, the way that you instruct, like that's experience. You can't buy that. You know, that's just time. That's years and years and years of learning how to motivate people. You know, and I always find when I'm doing a Mind Body Strength session, especially, I'll be like coming to the last couple of reps and my shoulders are burning and everything's aching. And Kyle will just say something to me and I'll just managed to smash out that last rep because he just knows when to say it. He knows when people need the extra push. So I am extremely, you know, proud and also really excited that, you know, we've got him teaching in our program. And that is the biggest feedback we get from our program of people is like, wow, great instructor, like Kyle, you said something to me and it pushed me to do those extra couple of reps. And yeah, so that's huge. It's not just about any online fitness program. It's about, you know, is it engaging? Has it actually been programmed? And this is the other key thing as well, which I know that we are super passionate about, is because you do need to follow a program. Because what happens if you're just constantly doing the same workout day in, day out, your body adapts, which is why every single month in our 12-month transformational program, brand new workouts. So your body never gets a chance to go, oh, I'm used to doing 10 squats, 5 push-ups now. It's new every single month. And that's what keeps people engaged. Brand new yoga workouts, brand new Pilates yogas, brand new yoga, brand new Pilates, brand new cardio sessions, brand new strength sessions. And that's why people get results. That's why people lose weight. That's why people tone up. That's why people's bodies get into the best shape of their lives, because you're following a program that actually works, because it's science-based. And I think there's a lot of fitness apps out there that you just go in, oh, I fancy doing that workout. There's no structure. And you do need structure. Like, respect, the body is so clever. It's so smart. And if you don't understand that, you know, that's why people, when they go to the gym and within 3 months, they're like, I've not lost any weight, or I've hit a plateau. It's because they go and do the same things all the time. And that's why, again, our program works. You know, so whether you're looking to get strong, whether you're looking to, you know, get more flexible, whether you're looking to lose weight, you know, lose body fat, whatever, there is workouts in there for all ages, all fitness levels, and all goals. So I'm really proud of our workouts. And again, if this sounds like something that you've been looking for, it's all in our program. Movement, meals, and mindset. It's all in there. And the movement component, I could not be more proud of what we've created.
I'm blushing, and thank you very much for all of that. And look, if you are interested in joining the program, the 12-month transformational program, then head over to mindbodytolead.com/VIP. So mindbodytolead.com/VIP, and the link will be in the show notes below. But just to kind of tie off this episode, before we finish it up, if you are somebody who is maybe making that transition to working out from home, or you probably did, you know, during COVID when things were shut, you probably did find that you're working out from home. And one of the biggest things that I know to be true that really helps people is to create the right environment.
Yeah.
And so if you are at home, it's creating an inspiring environment so that you want to go into that space and work out. So even if you don't have much space, it might be just making sure the house looks tidy before you jump into a workout. Because I know for me, if you see some mess over in the corner or mess behind you, all you can think about is, oh my goodness, I need to tidy up, and you're not even really thinking about the workout. Or perhaps you go outside of the home and you get outside in nature, as Georgie said, and as I preach as well, because there is just, it's just something quite special about doing some outdoor, you know, type workouts. And obviously the Mind Body to Lead has been programmed for that, because we as part of the program, you get given 6 fabric resistance bands. So all of different, you know, different resistance. So 3 big ones, 3 mini ones, and you can really take them anywhere. So if you know, we pack them in our van, and we've got a few packs of them because we use them to work out ourselves, and they really are so portable that you can go and work out overlooking some water, be amongst the trees, whatever it might be. So, but create the right environment that is going to set you up for a phenomenal workout.
Yeah, that's such good advice. But yeah, hopefully you have enjoyed today's episode. And like I said, we'd love to have you in the program. So go and check out the VIP page and hear what others have got to say about the workouts. Don't take our word for it. You know, we are a bit biased, of course. But go and listen to those testimonials, and we would love to coach you next year. Kyle would love to be your personal trainer. So yeah, go and check it out. And wherever you are in the world, I hope you have an amazing weekend. And stay tuned, because next week, next Friday, we are dropping part 3 of these trends, and it is a big one. It's all around nutrition, which is key. So see you next week and have a phenomenal weekend.
Take care.
Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. It would mean the absolute world to us if you could hit that subscribe button and maybe even leave us a cheeky review. It all helps us spread our message. Now, if you want to find out more about us and our programs and what we do, all of the links are below. We would love to connect with you on social, so please reach out. We love hearing from you. And I hope you have a wonderful day wherever you are, and I'll speak to you again soon. Take care.